Sometimes the smallest call will bring in the biggest results when it comes to predator calling. We're squeaking out an effective call next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Think small when it comes to predator hunting. Big Al Morris with Fox Pro tells us why.
The electronic calls are legal for coyotes, and I don't know any states close to us that don't. You don't need a license in Utah to hunt coyotes. You don't need a license in Wyoming to hunt coyotes. You don't need a license in Nevada. Now, if you go to Idaho, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, you got to buy that small game license to legally hunt coyotes. But you got three states, Utah, and then you got two states that touch Utah, Nevada and Wyoming. No license requirements whatsoever. You can go out there and you can use the electronic calls, you can use hand calls, and there's several ways to call coyotes. You can sound like a dying rabbit, the prey distress, we call it. There's bird distress, there's fawn deer distress. 75% of what a coyote eats is the small ground-dwelling mammals, mice, voles, moles, things like that. So one of my favorite sounds is the vole. Vole squeaks is what it's called on the Fox Pro. I've been destroying the coyotes with that sound. A lot of guys go out and want a Blair jackrabbit. I go out and the first thing I do is vole squeak. And it's the smallest animal I have available to me on the Fox Pro, but it's a big sound when you get a truck full of coyotes. And then you can go to the rabbits, then you can go to the birds, and then you can start vocalizing. Fox Pro has some of the best vocalizations in the market. And you can start doing lone howls, female yodel howl, coyote pup distress three. Don't skip that sound. I never leave. It's the end of the stand. I've been there 15, 18 minutes. I'll play Coyote Pup Distress 3. It's amazing how many times I've picked up playing that for a minute at the end of the stand.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.